It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Beautiful morning, Mike.
Look at this. It is a beautiful morning. It's a little cloudy out there.
What's
going on with that?
It feels like fall.
It does feel like fall. The temperatures have just been wonderful. I know everybody was ready for that. It had been such a hot August and September and a rainy one at that. But now that we have stopped raining, and temperatures have cooled off, it's really been nice. It really has.
The happy dance over here.
The happy dance.
Woohoo!
But I'll make it a short one because I'm looking at the weather over here.
Don't even look at it.
They're talking a little rain later on.
But you know what? We kind of need it too. No,
we do. As a matter of fact, I was just going to say, I know I sound like a broken record on this, but we had all the rain. It was wonderful. It was great. You know, made things grow. However, we dry out so quick here in our part of the country. Sandy soil. And I know when I mowed my lawn the other day, and whenever you can see the tracks of your lawnmower wheels in your lawn, that is a relatively good indication that the lawn is dry and you need to water it.
Oh.
It's like some of the books will tell you that if you walk across your lawn and you look back and you've left footprints, in other words, the grass has kind of gone down a little bit from where you walked, that is a good indication that you need to water the lawn.
Okay.
So, and I think it's just common sense at this point that if we haven't watered the lawn in the last couple of days, maybe even the last week, it's time to do it. Because the reason to do it, one, is to keep everything healthy, but it's to protect our investment. Let's face it, we've worked so hard this summer to keep things alive and well and controlling all the bugs and fungus and crazy weather. Be sure we don't neglect the water this time of year. Also, we need to be ready for some cooler weather. I mean, here we are. We're going into November pretty soon. And according to our little handy-dandy chart we went through last week, as we get into November and even into early December, our chances of a freeze is there. Mm-hmm. It's there. Percentages are not as high as they will be later on, but they're there. So we need to make plans on what we're going to do insofar as all the plants in our yards, mainly our container plants, insofar as protection is concerned. Do you have enough? You're going to put some sheets around them. I don't like to put plastic around them, but are you going to buy some of the plant protection material that's available in the market?
They look like moving blankets.
That's right. It looks like a moving blanket. Matter of fact, I've got an old moving blanket that I
use. They just make it easy because you have them
exactly.
In case you decide to move.
That's right.
Might as well use them.
That's right. So you know, we're moving into the cooler weather, and we need to be sure to protect what we have. Now, obviously, a lot of this cooler weather has not hurt our plants, but what has hurt it, going back to the water, is the wind. The wind will dry things out so fast, especially your container plants. So be sure if you've got your hibiscus or your crotons or your annuals in some big pots outside, go check them out. Be sure they're not really getting too dry. But be ready to protect them as we get into the cooler weather.
Okay, excellent. And hey, we want to go ahead and invite you into the conversation, 850-437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel. So, Mike, I have to say, also, we have a little less than 2 weeks left until we get to the big day for all the kiddos. It's Halloween night. And it's also a fun night for everybody to kind of just be out on their porches. And we live in a beautiful
Absolutely.
Area where we can do that. So yesterday, I did this whole research on preserving pumpkins.
Yes.
And I wanted to share something with you. So this is crazy. I am 35 years old, and I learned that, well, I already knew, like, people told me you could bathe pumpkins in bleach. Yeah. But I don't really like that. I don't like that smell. Okay. Plus, then you're like, light a match. Like, Lord knows what will happen. So, did you know that you can first wash the pumpkins in peppermint Castile soap, because the peppermint and whatever the Castile soap is preserves the pumpkin. Then, if you decide to not carve it, but you want a big pumpkin display to last till Thanksgiving, you can moisturize your pumpkins. You can use like a coconut oil, vegetable oil, you can petroleum jelly, or just like a Nivea cream. You can moisturize your pumpkin.
And that makes it last all the way to Christmas. Really?
We'll have it till next year.
Exactly.
Yeah, instead of spray painting them or adding any kind of synthetic oil, you just take the moisturizer you have under your cabinet. I just like want the neighbors to drive by while somebody does that, just to have that moment.
That is so cool. Now, let me give you one caution.
Uh-oh.
As you decorate with your pumpkins, a lot of people have gotten a bale of hay, and put a pumpkin on it and decoration. You know, it's kind of fall-like.
And I like it.
And that's great. Oh, it's wonderful.
But the birds like it, too.
But what you don't want to do is, when it's over and when you're getting ready to get rid of that and put up your Christmas decorations, to say, oh, I think I'll take that hay bale and mulch my flower beds with it.
Oh, is it not good?
No, because much of the hay we have around here is either Bermuda hay or Bahia hay, which contains all those grassy seeds. So you start mulching your flower bed with, say, Bermuda hay, you're really putting a whole bunch of weed seeds in your flower bed or around that tree or wherever you're mulching. So don't do that. Dispose of that bale of hay Chuck it. Get rid of it. But just if you start mulching with it, all that fun you had with that preserved pumpkin, you're going to be angry because you're going to be fighting those weeds.
I do like those little hay bales. They're cute.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But just
you just don't
away.
Know what kind of hay. Some of the hay bales are fine, but Bermuda hay and Bahia hay can give you fits if you get those weed seeds in your flower bed or wherever you're mulching. So I would say don't do that. Put them all in a big trash bag, maybe a big, recyclable bag, and then recycle them with the trash.
Okay, that's right. I like to reduce and reuse, but I also like that too. 850-437-1620. Here's our first question. I have an orange tree in my backyard. It's about 3 years old, stands about 3.5 feet tall. It was growing and then stopped, and the leaves are turning yellow. What is the problem?
Hard to say. Go back to what we just started with. Watch your water, because it is very, very dry. I assume this is in the ground. This orange tree is in the ground. That could be a little bit of fungus on there. What I would tend to do is go out and be sure it's watered. What I probably would not do at this point in time is try to solve that with a little bit of fertilizer. I think it's a little bit late for that.
Okay.
I don't want to promote a whole lot of new growth. The citrus trees really don't need much pruning, so I don't think I would go that direction. I think I would go check my water at this point. Now, there are a lot of plants out there that this time of year will just kind of do that. I looked at my mandevilla, for example, which has been beautiful all summer. Hibiscus are doing that. Some of the gardenias are doing that. So I don't believe it's a big deal. I really don't, if they're just yellow. And, of course, sometimes when those leaves just fall off, that's good, because the plant is just sloughing those off and is trying to repair itself, for lack of a better word. So I think at this point in time, I would check my water. I would be ready, depending on what type of citrus it is, especially if it's an orange, be ready to protect it. That's what you've got to do. It's 3 feet. That's not too hard to do.
From the cold.
From the cold.
Okay.
Exactly. Well, you don't have to worry about it now, but if it looks like we're going to get into the low 30s, high 20s, you better get out there and protect it. But otherwise, on those yellow leaves, not much one can do about it. I was really just check my irrigation at this point.
Okay, excellent. Hey, we got to take a quick break here on the Garden Line. We've got more for you coming up. Send in your texts, send in your pictures. We'd love to hear from you this morning, 850-437-1620.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team's mission is simple: quality, integrity, and grit. Christina and her team are a team of experienced real estate agents at Levin Rinke Realty, serving hearts one home at a time. The Leavenworth team sells close to 200 homes a year. They're experts when it comes to pricing and marketing your home, so it sells fast and for top dollar. When helping buyers, they're knowledgeable, quick, and focused to get you the best home for the best price. The team has been featured on Real Estate Rockstars, the number one real estate podcast. They're also endorsed by Dave Ramsey as an endorsed local provider. The team hangs their hat on six key core values: quality, integrity, agility, courage, respect, trust, and fun. Contact Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty and get more money for your home. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As hurricane season ends, A1 Small Engines, your local steel provider, reminds you to keep your equipment ready. Bring in your chainsaws for a checkup now. Be ready for hurricanes, tropical storms, or whatever the weather may throw at you. Weather along the Gulf Coast is unpredictable, but your bad weather equipment should not be. Depend on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, and trust your equipment with the help of A1. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, Steel, and A1 Small Engines. Two locations, Cantonment and Pace, are here for you.
It's back. The News Radio 92.3 Man Cave Giveaway at the Pensacola Interstate Fair is back. Stop by the News Radio tent at the Pensacola Interstate Fair and sign up to win the Man Cave contents. One lucky person will win a new recliner from Lazy Boy, a big screen TV courtesy of Lacoste Construction Group, and a mini fridge from Barberry Plumbing. Just stop by our Man Cave tent at the Pensacola Interstate Fair and register for your chance to win the new Man Cave.
Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We're here to answer your calls and questions. 850-437-1620. Send in your pictures. I've seen a lot of really cool harvest and Halloween and pumpkin displays all over town. I'm loving it. We went for a pumpkin walk the other night with our family. And we do have something exciting. I kind of gave a teaser yesterday, but coming up at about 9:37, we're going to be doing a special announcement about next week's spooktacular Garden Line episode.
Ooh, that's scary.
But
that is scary.
I'm really excited. And so we're going to give more details coming up at 9:37. But Mike, what is it you wanted to share with everybody? Something cool happening.
I got an email, because this is kind of fun. The Extension Service in Santa Rosa County is hosting a tree and plant sale Saturday, October 23rd, 9 till noon at the Extension office at 6263 Dogwood Drive in Milton. Now, we're probably not going to talk much about trees today. We usually talk about trees as we get into December and January and that type of thing. But these are container-grown trees, which is great. They're available. Trees are from $10 to $25, and perennials are $3 each. They're going to have perennials also. Just to tell you what's going to be there, insofar as the trees are concerned, they've got camellias, of course, a chase tree, which is a vitex, which we all love. It's got that those purple blooms. Ornamental cherries. I don't know if they're going to have the Yoshino or the Kwanzan. One is white, one is pink. The Dahun holly, which is a great tall-growing holly. Magnolias, ball cypress, beautiful tree. Tulip poplars, cedar trees, sycamores, elm trees, cassia, pretty yellow-blooming plant. Four species of oak. They're going to have them from 1 gallons to 3 gallons. One to 7 gallons. Nice containers. So, if you need some more information, Mary Salinas, who's a great friend of our show here, is at 850-623-3868 between 8 and 4 on weekdays, or you can get her via email. So, big plant sale this coming Saturday, 9 till noon, at the Extension office on Dogwood Drive in Milton. Sounds like they've got some pretty stuff, and so you might want to stop by there.
Whoa, how cool is that?
Yeah, that is cool. Good for them.
Yes, actually, I saw signs the other day driving through off of Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. They're doing a plant sale over by A.K. Suter Elementary.
Is that right?
That's so
in our neighborhood, yeah.
It's that time of year?
Everybody's popping up? Well, obviously, it's a great time of year coming up, especially to plant trees, especially deciduous trees. When a tree is deciduous and loses all its leaves, that is the best time to plant it. And usually for us, that's a January, February exercise. But these are container plants, and so they should transplant very easily, especially now that it's cooler. So, yeah, you might want to take advantage of that, especially I'm looking at some of those plants in 7 gallons are going to be very nice-sized plants, which should be a real nice addition to your landscape.
Yes, absolutely. And, hey, if you do have questions, please text them in 850-437-1620. Mentioned it before. We got a little something fun coming up at 9:37. So we got to hear from you and hear if you are open to it. So 850-437-1620.
Right. We talked last week.
Yes.
At the very end of our show, that what to do if you want a green lawn all year long or this winter.
You spray paint it green.
You spray paint it green. I didn't have that in my notes, but that works. That works. Why not? You know, build a tennis court out there.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's what we're going to do.
But if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to get involved in all that concrete and paint, of course you can put out winter ryegrass, which is going to make your lawn green all winter, that's the positive, is it's going to be green, it's going to be pretty. The negative is you've got to mow it and take care of it. So many folks look forward to being able to store that lawnmower for a couple of months. But if you have ryegrass, you can't do that because you've got to continue to mow it. Now, one of the urban legends is that if you put out ryegrass, that's going to hurt the growth of your regular grass, be it St. Augustine, centipede, zoysia, as it comes out of dormancy into next spring. Mm-hmm. That generally has been proven false, that the ryegrass is not going to hurt anything. As a matter of fact, some of the studies say it may even help a little bit, adding some nutrients. So how do you do it? Number one, do not under any circumstances spray a pre-emergence weed killer on your lawn if you're going to put ryegrass. We've talked about spraying that pre-emergence weed killer in the last couple of shows.
Yeah.
Well, don't do it, because the pre-emergence weed control will keep weeds from coming up, but will also keep ryegrass from coming up. So you certainly don't want to do it. Also, on some of the bags of fertilizer, and this I think is addressed to a lot of our friends up north, they say to scalp your yard, mow it real low before you put out the ryegrass. Do not do that. Don't lower that lawnmower one bit. So go ahead and put it out, but don't scalp your yard. If you're going to buy ryegrass, buy fresh ryegrass. Now, I would think all of our dealers, garden centers in Pensacola, are going to sell nothing but fresh, current year ryegrass. But if you buy ryegrass, say it's been sitting there over a year, your germination rate, it's not going to come up quite as fast. So here's how you do it. You buy your ryegrass, you sow 10 pounds per, this is approximate, 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you have to do a little bit of arithmetic there. And as I said, by Oregon ryegrass, Oregon annual ryegrass. Ryegrass is like a marigold. It's an annual. It's going to come up in the winter. It's going to be pretty. Come next spring or warm weather, it's going to die off, and your regular grass will come up, and it'll be back to normal here. So be sure to put it out evenly. But the big deal here, Jenna, is do not, under any circumstances, get it in your flower bed. Kind of like that hay we talked about a minute ago.
Yes.
Ryegrass will come up anywhere you put it. Ryegrass with enough water will come up in this asphalt parking lot out here. It really will. All you need is water to get it to come up. So once it gets in your flower bed, then you've got a lawn grass in your flower bed, which is an absolute mess. Just be so careful. I always tell people, if you're going to put ryegrass on your lawn, when you get next to the flower bed, kind of do that by hand. Kind of just sprinkle it by hand, because you just don't want that spreader to sling it into that flower bed. So that's the ryegrass story. You see a lot of pretty ryegrass around. The Oregon annual is my favorite. It's a good one. You can buy what they call a perennial ryegrass, which costs more money, and it's a little thinner blade, maybe a little greener color. But I think the calling it a perennial ryegrass in Pensacola is sort of a misnomer, I think, because it's going to be an annual grass too. It's going to die out in our heat.
Okay.
We just have so much heat in the summer, the ryegrass can't.
The ryegrass story right there.
That's the ryegrass story.
We need a song called Ryegrass. That's what we need now, Mike. We're going to go find that, and we're going to take a break. I see some questions coming in. 850-437-1620.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most of us don't think about our home's heating and cooling systems unless there's a problem with it. Hello, Travis Thompson here with Climatech, a professional. How can you keep small problems that your home's comfort systems might be having from turning into big, expensive problems? Our regularly scheduled maintenance plans are the answer. Often, we catch minor issues within your system and fix them before they become major issues, while at the same time saving you money on your energy bill by keeping your system running as efficiently as it was designed to. I invite you to give us a call. We service and repair all name brands of HVAC systems. Climatech, a professional air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, serving the Pensacola area for more than 40 years.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced, if there were no breaking news updates, what if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go, celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
It's time to get outdoors and get 1% cash back from Gulf Winds Credit Union. Purchase a new or used car, truck, Jeep, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or RV, and Gulf Winds will give you cash back. Hit the road, go sailing, or go camping and get 1% cash back. Plus, you'll get low rates and make no payments for 90 days. Get outside and get cash back only at Gulf Winds. Visit gogulfwinds.com/cashback. Terms and conditions apply. Cash incentive subject to loan approval. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, brings sun, fun, and friends together at the beach for live music.
So pretty, hey.
This week, Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters are performing, thanks to Levin Rinke Realty. You'll get everything from New Orleans jazz to the newest dance hits plus R&B favorites. 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair, no pets or glass. And stop by the Cat Country Tent for something delicious from Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
Girls, hit your hallelujah.
V-V-5-5-4-4-4. I smell smoke in the auditorium.
You're listening listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Get your questions in this morning, 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins is here to answer them. I do see some coming in, but we got to take a quick break here and see what's happening in the news. Good morning, Mark Jacobs.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Amazon is shopping for used, long-range Boeing and Airbus cargo planes, the latest evidence of the e-commerce giant's ambitions to move products across borders itself. The planes Amazon is looking at are a step up from the mid-size Boeing 767 aircraft that have served as the backbone of Amazon's fleet for 5 years. Converted Boeing 777s would let Amazon directly import products from China and other countries, stepping up the company's rivalry with UPS and FedEx. Declaring an impasse in contract talks with striking union workers, Global Spirits producer Heaven Hill of Kentucky will start hiring replacement workers for bottling and warehouse operations. Union leaders say they're willing to continue negotiations and accuse the company of wanting to replace 400-plus employees with non-union workers. Heaven Hill produces Evan Williams, one of the world's top-selling bourbons. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials up 130. The NASDAQ is ahead 58. The S&P 500 up 22. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
October the 19th, 1951, from Moreno at 8th Street in Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620. After almost 2 years of construction and countless planning hours, this day has come, and as of one day ago, Baptist Hospital has officially opened. Yes, the 110-bed facility, funded in part from hundreds of local contributions and the new federal Hill-Burton plan, now is functioning and patients are being cared for. The first surgery, an appendectomy, was performed here by Dr. Sidney Kennedy. Board Chairman Earl Gaston told reporters that over the past 48 hours, all has gone very smoothly and that the staff painstakingly chosen had performed perfectly. Administrator Pat Groner, who was on the scene since last November, has been bustling everywhere, making certain that all departments have what they need. He told us that the hospital's diagnostic and treatment services are of the very latest types and that the food service has been very well received by all so far. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Surprise.
He did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster
Halloween.
Match. From my laboratory in the castle.
I don't know if you saw the sunset last night. Did you get to see the sunset?
Yes.
What?
Unbelievable.
It was breathtaking, but it also totally put me in some monster mashing mood. And then I looked at the moon because, like, you know, you're watching the sunset in the west, and it was almost a full moon, but it had just the perfect amount of clouds covering it.
Exactly.
I tried to get some pictures, but I need a better camera and some really good picture taking skills. I just am not that photographer, but oh, it was perfect.
It was
I
beautiful.
Didn't want to go inside.
Exactly.
But it did get me really excited to talk about something we're going to be doing next week right here on The Garden Line. The Garden Line happens every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., 9 to 10. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions, and we do have some coming in. We're going to get to that, but our text line also receives pictures, and so we're going to do something fun next Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. right here on The Garden Line. We're going to do a very special, spectacular giveaway, and you have to engage the entire show, and it's going to involve your picture-taking skills as well, and your Harvest Halloween spooktacular trick-or-treat display. It can be in your garden, it can be on your front porch, your back porch, your entire yard. But at the end of the show next week, Mike and I are going to choose a winner, and you will get to win a $50 gift card
wow.
to Bailey's Market.
That would be fun. We also
would solicit some pictures of your pumpkin patch.
Yes.
That you have grown. A lot of people do that in the fall, grow pumpkins just, you know, for fun. It's a great thing for kids to do that. And so, yeah, well, it'll be fun. Jenna, that's a great idea.
We have so much fun. I get so excited this time of year. So it doesn't take much. But the fact that we get to celebrate all together, it seems a little bit more normal this year. I thought, you know what? Let's have some fun. So next Tuesday, October 26th at 9 a.m., tune in right here to the Garden Line. We're going to have some fun Halloween music across the ages throughout the entire show. We're going to get to look at all of your beautiful pictures, answer your questions, and of course have a fun giveaway at the end of the Garden Line next Tuesday. So
that
you have to tune in.
That will be fun, Jenny.
Maybe
good
we'll dress
idea.
Up even though they can't see us. I'll have to wear I can wear a witch's hat. I guess to wear a hat. Stuff my headphones under it.
Yeah, I'll figure something out. I'll get into that.
I think, you know what? You'd look really cool as one of those from, with the pins, the stripes, the red and white stripes with the bow tie from Mary Poppins. It looks so cute. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
But I don't know.
Oh, we may go a different direction. We'll see. We'll see what
okay,
we can I'll come up. We'll
outfit.
See. Yeah, I'll pick out my outfit. Maybe I can get one of the, you know, maybe some of my grandchildren have something I can borrow. We'll
exactly.
see.
Exactly. Hey, 850-437-1620. Also talking about pumpkins. Did you know that fresh pumpkins are good food for chickens? Our good friend Henry sent us in a picture of his chicken babies. Oh, my goodness. The fluffy ones are so cute. And apparently you can cut down four sides of the outer skin to pretty much expose the inner flesh of the pumpkin and let them go ahead and chomp away. It's so cute. And what a good way to reuse your pumpkin that's going to go bad anyways. Love that. 850-437-1620. Here's a question for you. Okay, from Forrest. Good morning, Mike. I have an infestation of yellow nuts edge, which I don't know what that is. Will weed free zone kill it, and can I spray it now? Ooh. What's that?
Nuts edge. Well, let me back up. There are three types of weeds in the world. One are broadleaf, which are like dollarweed, okay? One are grasses, like crabgrass. And the third category are sedges, which are like nut sedge. Nutgrass is a sedge. And how do you tell if you have that? If you have a nut sedge, it's kind of a short little stem with a little ball on the top. But take that stem off and rub it between your thumb and forefinger, and because it's triangular. All sedges have triangular stems. So if you've got it, you've got a really difficult weed to control. That weed-free zone might do fairly well on it. I would recommend Image. Image is I think, a better product to handle sedges. So, and you can buy it anywhere. If you have the weed-free zone, you might want to go ahead and give it a shot to see if it works. Timing-wise, I think you're okay. We're sitting here in the 50s at night. 70s during the day. I think we're going to inch into the 80s next week, but I think it's probably a pretty good time to do it. I always say when we're on the margins here, when the margins time-wise of weed control and such as that, is maybe go out and experiment. Take a small area, maybe a 3 foot by 3 foot area where you've got a lot of those sedges, and go ahead and spray them like today, just to be sure you're not going to do any damage. You have to watch this potential for rain coming up middle of the week, because if that should happen, you probably should not do it immediately. I would like to have at least 48 hours dry once you spray Image or the weed-free zone on that yellow nuts edge. So that's the deal on that. It's a very difficult one. It really is. A lot of people get out there and try to dig up that nut grass because you've got to get that root, which looks like almost like a pecan sometimes. It's so big. But that's kind of how I would handle that. Image is the name of the product.
Okay, very good. 850-437-1620. You don't want it to wash away and just be a waste.
No, it's like, you know, it's like so much of your weed killers, especially your post-emergence weed killers. Say you're trying to kill dollarweed. It doesn't make, you know, any sense to spray dollarweed if you know it's going to rain. Spray it in the morning. If you know it's going to rain in the afternoon, it's just going to wash it off. because you want that weed killer to be on that weed surface in order to do its thing. So now pre-emergence is different. You want to kind of get it down into the system to keep the weed, into the turf, if you will, to keep the weeds from germinating and coming up. But post-emergence, trying to kill what you've got, you want to avoid the rain for a couple of days.
Very good. All right, 850-437-1620. Here is another question. Is it too late to fertilize my lawn this week, or have I missed the window?
You're close. You're very, very close. I believe that you could probably do well. I would go ahead and do it. Now, be sure that you use a low nitrogen fertilizer and a high potash fertilizer. And we've talked about this the last couple of weeks. All fertilizers have three numbers, 888, 15015, whatever. My favorite formula for winterizer this time of year is 10514, which you're going to have trouble finding. I had trouble finding it. Just be sure whatever fertilizer you buy has a high number at the end of the formula and a low number at the front of the formula. And whatever you do, try to avoid weed and feed fertilizers in the fall. Really, I like to avoid them all the time because the timing for that does not match up with the fertilizer that's in it to the time of year.
So then why do they do that?
Well, it's a convenience. It's a convenience.
Okay.
Some people might listen and say, oh, I've had a lot of luck with that.
Right.
That's true. But let's look into the spring. You really should hold off fertilizing your, say, St. Augustine grass probably till April. But the weed and feed, the weed killer in that fertilizer should be put out probably in February or early March. So you've got that time difference there. And if you put that high nitrogen on that grass early on, say February or March, you're putting it on too early. Mm-hmm. So the timing of the weed killer product and the timer of the fertilizer product, for the most part, don't match up. So fertilize when it's time to fertilize and spray or put on your weed killer when it's time to do that. Do them as separate applications.
Okay. Very good. Separate applications. Stick to it. We like that rule.
There you go.
Easy
as write that one down. Yeah.
Easy isn't always the right way. Okay? 9:45 here. You're listening to the Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. 850-437-1620. When we come back, we're going to take a look at this next question about grapefruit trees. So send in your text. We still got some time left. 850-437-1620.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Ensley and Old Palafox and in Molino on Highway 29.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. For over a decade, I've been recommending Frontier Motors. They're a friendly and honest dealer and will help you through the car buying process without the frustration normally associated with car shopping. In fact, their pressure-free buying experience is so successful, it's left them with a severe inventory shortage. That makes it a perfect time to head to Frontier for a cash offer in writing. Seems like everything's gone up lately, and that includes used cars. Now is a great time to sell the car and get out of debt. If you have the title, they will cut you a check right on the spot. Or if you still owe some money, they'll pay off the vehicle and you'll get the difference. Folks, this is a great way to sell your vehicle. By the way, Frontier Motors is the only dealer I recommend in Pensacola. I trust these guys. They only sell cars in like-new premium condition. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Every girl wants a ring from Beret because we have the best selection, the best quality. We have something here for everyone at every price point.
We really take a lot of pride in what we have in our store. Our bridal is like nobody else's on the Gulf Coast, I can promise you that. We have an amazing collection of engagement rings, and we have a staff that is so excited to help people celebrate that special engagement. We can't wait to see you at Beret Jewelers.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on the Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Mike Wiggins here. Text in your questions and your pictures, 850-437-1620. Okay, so here is a question for you about grapefruits. A grapefruit tree, exactly.
Okay.
So it's about 15 years old. It was planted 15 years ago. It's only about 7 feet tall. Okay. And it's getting too much shade. So when's a good time to relocate a grapefruit tree?
You know, that's amazing that it's that old and it's only 7 feet tall.
Cause they, yeah, something.
They grow very fast, very tall. Matter of fact, we tell people, you know, keep them away from the house and the other trees because they really do put on some size. Oh, well, I'll answer the question this way. It's very similar to when to transplant other plants and other trees is find the rainiest, nastiest, coldest day of the year, probably January or February. That's when most plants are about as dormant as they're going to get, and that'd be a good time to transplant it, seriously, into cooler weather. I certainly wouldn't do it in the summer, and I think even right now, I would wait till we got maybe after the first of the year and transplant it then. Get as much of the root system as you can. I really am kind of amazed that it's only 7 feet tall. But get as much of the root system as you can, transplant it immediately, and, of course, put the water on it because you're going to need to help those roots not go through a shock, if you will. So that's what I would do. Grapefruit are great. They have done so well here lately. We've had relatively mild winters. You know, we've got the old garden line, the best 5 fruit trees in Florida, and grapefruit is one of those 5. It's a great tree.
Oh yeah. Plus, who doesn't love some good grapefruit?
Oh yeah. Oh no. They will bear. You get one tree. I think. Wait, I read one time. You can get up to 200 pounds of grapefruit off a mature grapefruit tree as it produces. Yeah. They really are great and have done good. Done well here. What concerns me, and I think most other people, is that we really have had some milder winters. And we're supposed to have a milder winter this year, considering some of the weather reports I see. But if we get that hard freeze, low 20s, teens, heaven forbid, single digits like we got back in the, when was it, in the 80s? We're really going to have to protect these trees. But this 7-footer should be easier to protect than, say, that 15-footer that's out there. So,
oh, yeah.
So good luck.
Absolutely. Here's another follow-up question for our listener, 850-437-1620. They also have some perennials that they'd like to move to a sunnier spot. They were planted last spring. Can you move them right now?
I like to do that in November.
November.
I think November is a great time to do that. A lot of the daylily growers, people who grow daylilies, will dig them, split them up, separate them, sometimes give away or transplant the other half somewhere else. And they'll do that in November, December. I think that's the best time to do that.
Okay, very good. And make sure, you're getting those flowers watered every day. I tell you, if I miss a day for my mums, it's like I'm watching them cry, except there's no tears because it's dry.
They will show a lack of water so fast.
Very fast.
Absolutely.
Scary fast, actually.
That's right.
Okay, here's another question. How can I eliminate scale that is growing on my sago palm? Do you have any natural or organic remedies?
A great question, which leads us to the best time to use ultra-fine oil, which is, just by its nature, organic. It's not a toxic chemical. It's organic. I like to use ultra-fine oil in October, November, and then again in the spring. And if you have a sago with scale, that's the product to use. What you've got to do, and of course the person who sent us a text knows this, is that scale, for the most part, is on the underside of the leaf. You've got to buy that ultra-fine oil, and you can buy a small bottle of it. Mix it up, get a nice pump-up sprayer where you can get underneath that, I'll call it a palm frond. Sago is not really a palm, but get it underneath that foliage, because that ultra-fine oil, what it will do is get on that scale and smother it and kill it, because it smothers it. That scale is an insect that's piercing that leaf. And eventually you're going to have major problems with that sago unless you control that scale. A lot of people gave up on some sagos because of that very problem. It looks like it's been snowed upon. Looks like the snow has come down on it because there's so much scale, and sagos are so susceptible to that. But the ultra-fine oil in the fall, like right now.
Where can you find ultra-fine oil?
Any garden center would have it.
Okay, any garden center.
It's just called, we used to use, and a lot of our listeners will relate to this, a product called Volk Oil, V-O-L-C-K. It was an ortho product. But the only problem with Volk Oil was its temperature restrictions were real tight. You had only had maybe a month or so to do it. Ultra-fine oil is such that your period when you can spray it is extended. And it's kind of the new version. It's kind of the son of Volk Oil, and it just does a little bit better.
Okay. Very good. 850-437-1620. We have about 4 minutes left in the show. I want to jump back before we take a break, and then we're going to get to this final question. We were talking about citrus trees and keeping the citrus, the orange, the grapefruit warm during a freeze. And here's a quick tip. One of our listeners said that they use C9 Christmas lights and other lights under the orange tree to protect them from freezes. I love our listeners so much. Please continue to text in those tips and squeeze in a couple more questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
If there's one place you don't want to get rushed, it's when you're at the doctor. Quality time is the key to quality health care. With VIP care, it's not an in-and-out 15-minute once-over in the exam room. You get time with your doctor to get the best treatment. And VIP care is all about prevention, too. They want to help you get healthy and stay healthy. You really are a VIP.
Better health. It's about time.
VIP care.
In Pensacola on Davis Highway, Fine Forest Road, and Mobile Highway. In Milton on Caroline Street.
Join Running Wild tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why they're the running and fitness experts in Pensacola and Fairhope, specializing in fitting you to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for your unique needs. Running Wild prides themselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840. and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Hey, we're wrapping things up here on the Garden Line. I want to squeeze in one last phone call with Teresa from Pensacola. Teresa, we have about 30 seconds. What's your question for Mike?
Hey, Mike, is it too late, or can I go ahead and trim back my crepe myrtles?
I think it's a little bit early. You could do it, but if you trim them back, you may get some new growth, and then we get to cold. If you're going to prune them back, as we all do in the, January, February time frame, if you're going to do that radical pruning, I would wait till then. And keep in mind, you don't want to bring them all the way down to the nub. You've got to, cut off about a third of that new growth and prune them back that way. But unless there are limbs that are in the way and are really unsightly, I think I would go ahead and wait until after the first of the year and then do your crepe myrtle pruning.
Okay, very good. Hey, Teresa, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks,
thank
Teresa.
You for tuning in today. And hey, want to go ahead and mention real quick, our good friend Catherine let us know that there's a really nice article on fall gardening in today's Pensacola News Journal, page 20, is it 2B? 2B? I can't read that far.
2B. Exactly. 2B. I read it, and it's about getting your beds and such as that ready for the winter and for the fall. Nice article. So go read it.
I love that. And hey, just another reminder that next week at 9 a.m., you have to tune in to the Garden Line to participate in our contest. We want to see your pictures. So go ahead. This is your time to shine. Get your fall decor ready, your Halloween decor ready, because we're giving away a special prize next Tuesday.
I'm leaving to go work on my costume right now.
Woo!
Yes.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP Gulf Breeze Milton Pensacola. It's